watermelon case.
Right.
He's going to annoy people like that.
Right, right. Now come the shape up, or the derechatila.
Derechatila, you're thinking, right. Thinking kilayel.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought he was saying that it doesn't matter. It's key a little old fashioned, but it's so
obedient
that.
No, that's no, I think he
yeah,
explains it. Yeah, he explains it. I was going to ask Shiloh, but then I saw he explained it in the later in the car.
Okay, so I'd like to revisit the sugya through the eyes of the Magen Avraham and just see the beautiful omek over here between Rashi and the Rambam that we just made passing reference to. Comes along the Magen Avraham that, by the way, it's been interesting. I'm realizing that most of our Iman Shiurim are starting that way. We're going back to the Magen Avraham. That is in the halacha shiur and in the shemura, and what we're doing here is going back to Magen Avraham. But here we're going to see that it's a perfect. Magen Avraham just starts us off, and Matzis Hashekel develops beautifully. So the Magen Avraham comments is bothered by the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch over here in Shin Yud Tes Yud says Ula Arambam the Mashmeres Asur Afilu Mayim the Yain. Skulim. Ba'afilu Basudar No Tiru Elbet Skulim. So, the Magen Avraham is bothered by the following problem. The Tzarek Im, the Bakurim, Atlas Vari Shona Haser, asks the Magen Avraham, what emerges is that if you have something that's Akur Ktsas, we learn, is going to be Mutter, according to the first day. But Akur, that's row is going to be Aser. It's Sarek Lomar. So says the Magen Avraham. In other words, let me rephrase it, let's sharpen the question. The Mechaber, I already alluded to Magen Avraham's answer. Let me just stay in the Magen Avraham's capture. The Mechaber says, Im Heim Akurim, Aser L'Sanana. That's what the Mechaber said. And then he says, U'Rambam, Aser by Akurim. So what's the difference between the Rambam and the first day? Akur is Aser. So he says with Tzarek Lomar, and this is where we develop this idea, the Ladeir Lushona Akurim Tzas Mutter Besuda, that Akurim Tzas is going to be Mutter, Kima the Eshel Shtosa Vlad Hafi, because you're able to drink it either way. So the Magen Avraham is just fleshing out what we saw in the Ran. That's what the Magen Avraham does. He fleshes out what we saw in the Ran, that according to the Ran, there's a difference between Akur Tzas and Akur Lugamri. And the difference between them is that when it comes to Akur Tzas, so then it's going to be Mutter B'Mishameres according to that daya, the first daya, while according to the Rambam, it's always going to be Aser. Okay, that's what the Magen Avraham writes. Comes along the Matzis HaShekel, and the Matzis HaShekel develops beautifully why the Rambam and Ran are disagreeing. Now, I'm going to say it my way. I want to go back and do it the more classic, brisker style, start with the words of the Rambam, and then we'll go back and see it in the words of the Matzis HaShekel. Let's read over how the Rambam brings down this whole halacha. And Perek Ches, halacha Yudalev. The Rambam says, HaMishamer Yayin Oshem and Omayim, V'chein Shar HaMashkin V'Mishamer Shalem Chayis. So the Rambam starts out in halacha Yudalev telling us a Mishameris is in Yisr Doreis. V'ushi Yishamer Kedrogis. The Rambam differentiates entirely between a Mishameres and a Sudar. The Rambam says that with the Mishameres, that's an Isudar Raisa. However, he says that if you use a Sudar, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter if it's solul b'yosef. The Magen Mishnah points out that the Rambam actually has a difficulty in reading the Gemara. He's going to reread the Gemara, and the Rambam is going to say that even though Ze'iri said, l'toch ha-mishameres, the Rambam holds that mishameres is lav dafka. Because the Rambam holds that Mishameres is always going to be Aser, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah mentions it sounds that it will be some type of Uvda Dechol. So Bishameris is always usher for the Rambam. It's Sudar when it's Salul is going to be Mutter. Hence, I'd like to point out this whole middle category of awkward Tzas, Rove Drin, Rove Don't Drin, that doesn't appear in the Rambam at all. Because the Rambam reads the Gemara, reads the Iriya saying, what's Mutter is when it's Salul. Then the Gemara comes along, look back in the Gemara, in Kufa Mitesam Ebeis, and then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says that's Mutter, and Gemara asks a stira. Now, how did the Ran answer it? He answered it the way he did. How does the Rambam learn the Gemara's Teretz? The Rambam learns that the Gemara's Teretz is, Beina Kiso Shanu, that there was no Tarubas. There was Toses. There was no Tarubas. Which therefore means, according to the Rambam, there is no middle category of Akur Ktsas. There's no category of Akur. We don't see that at all. For some reason, according to the Ran, we have. Now, why did the Ran need to say the difference between Akur Ktsas and not Akur Ktsas? What compelled the Ran? Because the Ran was stuck with a stira. The Ran was stuck with a stira where, on the one hand, we said that Mishameres was mutter where it's salul, and then you say that a sudar is mutter. So comes along the Ran, and the Ran says, no. When we said Mishameres is going to be mutter, that was talking about where it was only awkward sass, and a sudar is going to be mutter, then where it was more awkward. That's how the Ran had learned. But according to the Rambam, you can't create that category. Why? Because Mishameres is always awesome, according to the Rambam. Now take a look at Matzah Sashekel. Comes along Matzah Sashekel. Matzah Sashekel says as follows. Vitzarech lomar de la deya aleph. According to this deya, akurim tzas is mutter. But according to Rambam, it's asur. That's what we saw in the Prima Gadim. Says the Matzah Sashekel summarizes the sugya, the snan. Matzah nisayayim besudarim. Tifu mutzis vihik sharam. Mediktani b'sudarim mashmal mishameres aser v'al karchach lesle the ma'ariv sheish moshmarim v'yesh l'shtosa. Excuse me. Lomeli, not lesle. V'al karchach lomeli the ma'ariv. It can't be talking about where the shmar. If we're talking about something that has shmar, then with sudar aser. Ela al karchav the mayri b'tzol. So according to the Ran, as we're talking about tzol, in came my ear yasudarin. Why are we talking about sudarin? Afilu b'meshmeres nami mutter. So if we're doing that soul, then also Mishameres is mutter. That's what the Ran asks. Skip a line. V'tirek, and the Ran answers, V'masnisa ma'irishu akur ktsas. That the Mishnah is talking about where is akur ktsas. V'eshol shtosam, v'komokom kivan shirov b'nei adam ein shosan osa b'lol sinun, v'chein b'mishameres asur, ela b'sudarim v'iko shinui. U'zi'iru ma'iri b'tzol shirov b'nei adam shosan osa b'lol sinun, v'lachein mutter afil b'mishameres. Okay. So, according to the Ran, let's stop right here. According to the Ran, you have to say, I think you must say, Pshat in the Ran, that the moment in which some people drink it is no longer going to be Nisr D'Oraisa. So the only thing we're dealing with is Nisr D'Rabbanan. If we're dealing with Nisr D'Rabbanan, then with a Shinui it's going to be Mutter, but Mishameres is going to be Aser. It's already the Rabbanan, so then we can be Machal. Because it's very hard to understand why is there a difference between Sudar and Mishameres. And what compelled him? Because at the end of the day, both Mishameres and Sudar is Mutter B'Tzol. That's obvious. So when we were Machal, when were we Machal to Mishameres B'Tzol? The answer is, when it's awkward, not only awkward B'Tzas, but it's really awkward, so then in such a case, it's going to be Asur. The Sudar and Mishameres. But if it's awkward a little, so then in such a case it's going to be Mutter with the Sudar, but Asur with Mishameres. Then the Matza Shekel adds, the Rambam is going to a different shita. Skip a line. Aval das Rambam, the Mishameres afil slum asur. But the Rambam holds Mishameres is always asur. Hare, skipping another line, the Sfira like the Sudarim, but inan slum mamish. Aval akurim ksas asur. If it's upper ksas, then it's going to be asur. The gam mehechi tesi mechalik bein akurim tzas akurim lagami. Why do you have to be mechalik between akurim tzas lagami according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, slulim is going to be also even when it comes to mishameras. So it's only tzolul that it's mutter when it comes to a sudar. Beautiful. So the Rambam Lishitaso doesn't have the Ran's Hagdoros because the Rambam learns the Gemara entirely differently. How does the Rambam learn the Gemara entirely differently? Because the Rambam learns anyhow the Mishameres is entirely Aser. If Mishameres is entirely Aser, then he didn't have a steer in the first place between Mishameres and Sudar that prompted the Ran to need to be Mechalik between Okur Tzatz and Okur Lagami. That's step out. That's just, I'm restating the Matzah Shekel, but don't let me something even deeper, and something even more Gishmak. How did the Rambam learn the Gemara's Teretz? The Rambam learned the Gemara's Teretz, Bein Hagiso Shanu. What's Bein Hagiso Shanu? According to the Rambam, it's not like Rashi, who says that we're talking about something that most people drink that way. According to Rambam, it just meant that there wasn't bar because it was all shame effort. Rav Osan, the Rambam doesn't have this hatara that's dependent on how people drink it. I'd like to argue that Ran and Ran's chat is built off of Rashi's idea that depending on whether people drink it or not, so then in such a case, that's going to affect whether there's a din borek. For the Rambam, there's an objective din. Either there's a din psoilus here or there is no din psoilus. And according to the Rambam, the moment in which there's a psoilus here, it's going to be a problem of Borah. It's going to be a problem of Borah. And that problem is going to exist whether it's a Mishameres or it's a Sudar. Whether it's a Mishameres or a Sudar, both cases, it's going to be a problem of Borah. Oh. In Kenim Advarim, which I think it's MS Lamita. So let's just review what we have. Let's crunch what we have in the Gemara itself. Let's see how the Rambam read the Gemara, and let's see how Rashi and the Ran read the Gemara. So let's start again. Amar Zikiri, No Sein Adam Yain Sodu Mayin Sulin Tocha Mishameres B'Shamas V'Hin Atoshish Aval Kurim Lo. So Zikiri says that Solul is going to be mutter. How does Rashi learn and the Ran? Solul is going to be mutter even inside of Mishameres. According to the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah points out Mishameres is lav dafka. It's only a Suda. So that's machlokis number one. That's going to cause the Ran to get into a problem if you learn that L'tocha Mishameres is mutter. So then why is it that we said that Besudar is going to be Mutter? It's even Mutter Mishameres. Why did the Mishnah say, No Samayal Garsham Shoshi, it's only Sanis Ayan Besudarin, it's even Mutter when it comes to a Sudar? Comes along the Ran, and the Ran creates these new categories, Akur Ksas and Akur Yosef. According to Rambam, we don't even need those categories. According to the Rambam, the halacha is that in all of those instances, it's going to be Asur. The Gemara asks, Meisvei Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Telchan Mishameres is Mutter, as the Gemara Bein Hagisos. Ah, what's Bein Hagisos? Bein Hagisos, according to Rashi, is that there, it's the derech for them to drink without water. According to Rashi, the Gemara in its Maskana reveals the idea that how people drink it, how people tend to drink it, is going to be the Kvei Halacha. Ah, the Ran is going to work backwards. The Ram works backwards and comes along the Ram, and the Ram says, ah, that's so. So wait a second, that's going to be part of our answer as well. We're going to be able to mechalik between Upper Tzatz and Upper Yosef. According to the Rambam, you don't have that. That doesn't exist entirely. So I said that I disagree with Raffelder. So let me just show you. Raffelder can't imagine that the Rambam is going to be machmir in a case of where you have something that's Upper Tzatz with a Suda.
How do you talk then?
The Ran was makel by Upper Ktas with a Mishameris. So the Rambam is going to be Machmir with a Sudar? I'm speculating on Raffelder's thought process. But if you take a look at Gimel, B'roi L'rov B'nei Adam, B'roi L'rov B'nei Adam, the Lo Siyam V'yesh V'mashmar, L'Rambam the Mishameris also with a Sudar Mutar. I have no idea where he got this from. Whereas Roy L'Rov B'nei Adam, then according to the Rambam, it's going to be Mutter, with a Suda. All I see in the Rambam is that the Rambam, was correct me if I'm wrong, is that the Rambam was Matir when Solul. That's all I see in the Rambam. I didn't see the Rambam being Matir anything but Solul.
Because he's just learning the same way as we just heard, that Solul means that the people will drink it. That's what he just trained. He just moved along on Saul was.
Okay. I would argue that there's room to say, according to the Rambam, that's only Saul. That okay, you want to say that there's when that's the definition of Saul, but that's not how the way Raffelder sets it up, because Raffelder has. Oh, you're saying Gimel is Saul and Dalet Saul Biyoser.
Right.
Okay.
Question: Dalet Biyoser. Some of them he says the Kohen
right, because his argument is not called Boer at all. The one argument you can make is that the Xer and the Drabanan, that there would be Xer and the Drabanan according to the Rambam.
Right.
So that could also be Mephactic as well. Okay, I hear he's moving it over, maybe. Okay, it's not bad. But Lamia's Daiti, there's a lot of room to argue, just a second to finish that here, real soon, that according to the Rambam, according to Rambam, the halacha is going to be that when you have something that has any type of solas, then by definition it's going to be borer. The only time it's not going to be borer is where it doesn't have any solas, and that would apply even to a sudar as well, because the Rambam only gives you the heter when it's called solas. So in a commandment, you could say that that's going to be called solas, but remember. The other Rishonim assumed that that wasn't Sol. They assumed that there was another category. So I assume that it would be so. And then I saw, to support my position, I was really, really thrilled to see that the Prima Gadim is before Mufurish like me. I only saw this a couple hours before this year. In Sivkat and Ches, Mishpat Zozav, I developed this beforehand, and I wrote a Ha'ara in my edition at home. I saw the Yishurim, and then I was Mamish Mesameach, to see that the Prima Gadim Mamash says what we're saying. The Prima Gadim says, Ula Rambam, Sif Kot and Ches and Mishpat Zozav, he Mamash breaks apart in a couple lines, the Ran and Rashi on the one hand versus the Rambam, and he says, Ula Rambam, Mayim Tzulim B'Mishameris Klau Lo, who's the Iriam, the Omar, Mayim Tzulim B'Mishameris, Lav Dachta, when he says Mishameris is Lav Dachta, El Klomar L'Shamer L'Sanein, Hu B'Sudir Dachta. Rav Shimon Hamlin, not Mishmeres Hamisham Besudar, Ha'akurim Tzas, also Besudar. Akur Tzas is also Besudar. And here, Ben, listen to this last line of Prima Gadim. L'chora, D'sova Rambam, after Rubi D'Shasi, Kach, Hasur, after Besudar. So Prima Gadim is like my Havana. And that is, it's a little bit more absolutist, but that the Prima Gadim is Mefurish like this. I have a shtickle aura on Raffelder's that the Rambam is going to be a different category. Oh, in Kainim Advarim. So then I now take issue with the best heter that we have in the regular halacha shir and chasid stuff. In other words, we were skeptical on a couple of his attainment. One piece that I let him get away with. That let the Minchas Yitzchak get away with was to say the cloth heter is going to be mutter because it's a shinui. So here, this the Minchas Yitzchak, I think, expands the Hefer Rishinu. He does have Makar. He does have Makar. But I think he, in terms of passing this way with Hakvila, it is very much Mechudish to me as well, even the Hefer that he has from the Klal. Let's take a look at how he... before how he develops it, just in terms of halacha ma'aseh, then the Mishnah Brura, before we get into the nitty-gritty of Minchas Yitzchak, the Mishnah Brura, had the Mishnah Brura paskin, like the Rambam lechatchila. So according to this, lechatchila, one would have to be machmir even if it's upper sas, even with the kor. And Minchas Yitzchak ignores that. That's how. Beis is he runs with the following idea. In Dibra Maskel the Hinani, that where we start from the beginning of the Tshuva, he just summarizes the Sugya. In Dibra Maskel the Hinani, he quotes the Tshuvas HaRosh. And he connects the Tshuvas HaRosh, Ramati's going to be happy with this, he connects the Tshuvas HaRosh with the Ran's idea of Shinui. And he says that the case of the water when you have Talayim, that we learned from the Tshuvas HaRosh, that's Mutter, is based on the idea of Shinui, that just like in the Ran, Sudar was a Shinui, it's not a coincidence that it's a Sudar over here, so he says it's a Heter of Shinui. So first of all, my Ha'ara on it, is that's not how the Mishnah Brura understands the Tshuvas HaRosh. He understands the Tshuvas HaRosh as what? As not being an active borer at all. So now he's just given a lot of momentum to this idea that Sudar is a Heter of Shinui, and anytime you have Shinui, then in such a case you're not going to have Bo'er at all. So the way the Mishnah Brura reads the Tshuvas HaRosh, that's not correct. Again, the Rambam, that would also not be correct. And then he has one thing going for him, and that is he has a Ginas Brodin. The Ginas Brodin blew me away. It's not the Minchas Yitzchak's fault. The Ginas Brodin says it. The Yinei, the Ginas Brodin, and the Sefer Tehillim of it as well, say that with Talayim it's going to be Mutter with a Shinui. What's this Ginas Brodin? So, something thrilling happened today. I didn't know that. I could actually print out on the computer in the base medrash downstairs. So I finally did that for years and years. I tried to swipe my card, it didn't work. And finally today, I didn't swipe my card, I just pressed print. And miracle, it printed out. So take a look in Ginas Brodin. This is an amazing heifer that he has. He says, the Ginas Brodin says, that he found a Shiltei Giborim that's even more megal than the Ran. That holds that the Sudar is Mutter Lagamri because it's a Shinui. So really we have two worlds now that are developing. The Minchas Yitzchak, who's developing into this world of Shinui for sure. He's not even, he ignores the Rambam that I'm so excited about. He ignores the Rambam. I'm being too fundamentalist. I just have very simple Rambam-like categories. He ignores that, quotes the Ran, and then he expands on the Ran. He expands on the Ran to the point that he says not only is there a heter of a Shinui by Sudar for the Ran, by Akur, he says even if it's Akur Lagamri, the Shiltei HaGiborim is Megel. And he concludes, for Onik Shabbos, based on that, you could even rely on the Shiltei HaGiborim. So this is what the Minchas Yitzchak quotes in regards to the cloth. At the end of the day, the Ginas Brodin himself was Megel. So what ends up, my Ha'ara on the Minchas, I had many Ha'aras earlier as well, but my last Ha'ara on the Minchas Yitzchak is Minchas Yitzchak is developing an approach. He definitely can. There's definitely room, and that definitely deserves respect based on Onik Shabbos to Mekel. But if you're going to develop the extreme of the Shiltei HaGiborim, you have to develop also at the same time the Rambam, which I think is less extreme than the Shiltei HaGiborim, and the Rambam would go more lechomer. Ultimately, he points out that the Tehillah LeDavid does not want to go with this heter of Shinui. Take a look at Minchas Yitzchak. He says that the Tehillah LeDavid lo nira lo kiva da Rama v'Rash v'Ran. So the Tehillah LeDavid didn't want to go with that heter of the Ginas Brodin. But at the end of the day, the Tehillah LeDavid was choker. Maybe it could be solas of the halachic solas is enough of a reason to be makel. And that we said in a chanami. That depends on how you pass them within those Shitas HaRishon. But what's Geshmak in terms of the Torah is it all starts from the Shakla Tariyah and the Gemara, how you read the Shakla Tariyah. I would add that not only to what the Master Sashekla said so beautifully, that the Rambam doesn't have those categories because the Rambam doesn't need to have those categories, but the Rambam also, I think the Rambam and the Ran are really coming from their understanding of the Maskanas HaGemara Ben Yisushan, that the Ram's whole Yisod was that to differentiate between how people drink it is all based on his understanding that that's what the Gemara was Kovei at the end. But the Rambam doesn't learn that way. So the Rambam is not going to have this amorphic area. Once you don't have this amorphic area of what people drink and what people don't drink, so then you don't have this amorphic area as well, Shinui. And then you're left with your categories before. If you're left with your regular categories, and then in such a case, then when it's upward, then even with a Suder, it's going to be Usur. What comes out then is that there's even room to argue. I don't think that I want to go that far. I don't think it's Mokro. But there's even room to argue in Suda Raisa with the Suda. It's Torah. But that's not Mokro in the Rambam. Because the Rambam starts out and he says, Mishameres is Chayiv. If the halacha would be that with the Suda you'd be Chayiv, then the Rambam Zuhura would have said, what's that? It's not Chayiv. It's the Rambam. So certainly, well, there might be a difference between. Comes out we were a little bit machmir on filters at the end. It seems to me that filters are not the chafir. Therefore, so you want to defend.
I'm just saying.
That maybe not with Kvara.
There could be a problem.
That there's room to argue.
Or you say
you're talking about a filter which is very much to prevent bugs or something like that. Like, we have filter water. It's just some
Yeah, then that's going to be mucker. Right. It'll be either an istanis. The only time we're being mucker is in regards to an istanis or a halachic solus. Correct. Or awkward. Those are the three. Either awkward, one would be machmir. In istanis, there's room to be machmir. There's room to be make also istanis. It goes in both directions. In istanis, yeshafalto. And halachic solus, it seems to me, also. The goal wasn't to be machmir, but I don't know that it's. Yes.
Question about a thing that has a filter. You're not using the filter now, but you're drinking the glasses, you're washing your
hands. That's for sure, Mother. That's for sure. Yeah. I was going to say that even if it's a filter you hold it as an usher, it's not going to be
right.
Well, so this gets, I was thinking of bringing this up. The Chazon Ish has, there's another massive, I forgot to mention. But there is a big heter that the Chazon Ish suggests that already finds itself in Tehillot David that I also find a little bit hard to understand. And that is that if you run a little bit of the water, then that shows a slow nichole. Well, that's why I said this is a wild Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that again, keep in mind, this is the Chazon Ish in Bnei Brak in the 40s, to put a cloth on top of the sink,
of the faucet,
because there might be bugs, not that you know there are bugs, but because there might be bugs, he's matir, based on the above that we've seen. And he says, and another etza is to have the water run off a little, that shows that you're not really interested in the Torah. But at the end of the day, when you were interested, when you, you're taking your bottle, you're filling up your water bottle, then after you finish, after you finish, remove the water bottle and let it run into the sink. So you chose that you weren't really interested in the Torah.
Like you're washing your hands, is there anything to show us?
Right, now home. That's
the grace of it.